This is the King Chasing Podcast. Here's your host, Richard Martin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the newest episode of the King Chasing Podcast. I am your host, Richard Martin. Thank you for listening to all of our episodes of the King Chasing Podcast. And if you've missed any episodes, you can listen to all of your favorite episodes at thenccaa.org/podcast, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on the NCCAA YouTube channel. Today's guest on the King Chasing Podcast is Braylee Reimer, a women's basketball player at Crown College. A native of Red Lodge, Montana, Braylee just finished her junior season with the Polars, scoring her 1,000th career point and finishing the year with a school record 448 assists. Braylee helped guide Crown on an improbable run to the 2026 NCCAA Division II Women's Basketball National Championship, as the Polars won 4 games in 4 days, defeating the top 3 seeds in the tournament on the way to the program's first NCCAA championship. For her hard work, Braylee was named the tournament's most outstanding player, while also earning NCCAA Second Team All-American and Scholar Athlete honors this season. We want to thank Braylee for joining us today, and we hope you enjoy today's episode of the King Chasing Podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the newest episode of the King Chasing Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Martin, and I am joined today by Braylee Reimer from Crown College. Braylee, thank you so much for joining me. I know you're getting toward the end of the school year and ready for the summer, but thanks for taking time out of your day to come join us on the podcast.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm excited for this opportunity.
Awesome. So we'll just jump right into it, Braylee. Just kind of tell me a little bit about growing up. You know, you grew up in Montana, and just how did you come to know the Lord, and how did you get started in playing basketball?
Yeah, I grew up with a Christian family. Both my mom and dad were Christians, and they definitely just raised us and nudged us in the right direction as we grew up. So I came to like my own faith when I was pretty young, and they made sure to make like it was our own decisions. And so I was probably 6, and I was like sad that my parents were leaving me one day, and they were just like, you don't have to be like alone because God's always with you. And so like that day I decided, I was like, okay, like I want him to live in my heart forever. And ever since then, it's definitely been a large part of my life and something that I try to grow in like every day, and it's just really important to me. And I really like love that like my family just pushes us and like challenges us in our faith. It's always been a large part of my life, and I'm very blessed for that, like to have parents who guided me in the right direction. Playing basketball, my dad was a basketball coach when I was growing up for high school. We moved like 2 or 3 times growing up, so I got to see a couple different teams, but I just grew up around it. I would love to go to practice and meet all the high school girls. I thought they were like the coolest people ever. I just was in the gym a lot really when I was really young. He ran camps a bunch in the summers, so I was always at camps with him. And then when I got into middle school and actually got to play, I just loved it. Like, I loved running around, I loved competing. And yeah, it just stuck and kept going to camps in the summer. And then when I got the opportunity to play in college, like that was pretty crazy for me. Everyone talks about playing like sports in college, but when I actually got that chance, like that was super exciting. So
awesome. And we'll talk about your college career. It's an interesting path you got to Crown College, because you spent the first half of your freshman year playing at Northwest College in Wyoming, a junior college, and then ended the season at Crown. How did that all come about? How did you decide to end up in Crown? And then how were you able to just make that transition, you know, mid-year in your freshman year season to go from playing at a junior college to Crown College?
Yeah, that is it's a long story. I'll shorten it for you guys, but it's a huge part of my testimony for sure. I had gotten recruited from Northwestern end of senior year, or like kind of end of my senior season. Mm-hmm. And I'm very close to my family, so it was only about 45 minutes from Red Lodge, Montana. We're right on the border, so yeah, I just was going between Wyoming and Montana. And I was super excited to play, but I mostly chose that school to be close to home. And when I got there, well, I had just come off of a senior year that was like stellar. I had great sports seasons, ended like academically very well in high school. So I was kind of coming off of a high, like you're like, oh my gosh, I just graduated high school. I get to go to college. I get to play basketball. And I just when I got there, I feel like it just wasn't, I guess, the fit that it just wasn't right for me necessarily. And this is, it's a hard story because I mean, when I go through like my life, that probably is when I like hit rock bottom, was in Wyoming. And there's just one game, like after this one game in late December, and I just kind of like broke. Just something inside of me broke. And I remember my parents had left the game. They were driving home, and I called them and I was like, I cannot, like, I can't move forward with this. I felt so like stuck because growing up, we were very much like, we weren't quitters. Like, if you didn't like something, you finished it, and you got through it. So I had really been struggling since like late September. Just with everything, like I feel like I was in a pretty bad environment, and like my mental health had really just plummeted, and it was very new. Like college is already hard as a freshman, everything is
Right.
new. So I was just really confused too. So yeah, I'd called my mom and they came back, and I was like, I know I can't quit, but if I can't quit, like I literally cannot see myself finishing this. Like this is it. It was just too much, and I learned a very important lesson this season of my life, that sometimes quitting is the right decision. But it definitely like hurt. I just kind of felt like I wasn't going anywhere. I kind of felt like a loser. I like had just, I decided to stop playing at Powell. I didn't want to go back to the school either because I didn't, there were just some people there I didn't feel like I could be around, and like, yeah. So I was living at home, and old teammate Isabel Sager, she's still on our team. She had an injury this season, which was heartbreaking, but she's still with us. She had actually reached out and kind of heard about what was going on at Powell, and she was like, just come play for us. And I was like, Minnesota? Like, that's really far away. And I remember I was sitting with my parents one day, and I had Coach Tussler had reached out to me and was like, you can come play. Like he was like, I would take you. We would love to have you. So that option was there. And I had sat with my parents on like in their room, and they were like, you can either go back to Powell, you can go to Minnesota and finish basketball, or you can stay here and work. And I was like, there was only one right decision. Like I wanted to keep playing basketball, but I was so scared to go so far from home. But like right then I just was like, felt like God was pushing me in that direction. It just felt very right. Like even though I was scared, and I decided I'd go to Crown, and I literally packed everything up in 2 hours, and we left that day because like the season was still going for them. They were all already there over Christmas break practicing. So yeah, I tossed a bunch of stuff in like five boxes, and we just took off. And that's definitely, I think, like now that's one of the coolest things for me to tell people, because I feel like Crown is where I'm supposed to be. And I've been here now for, this is my third year, and I love it here. So I'm very like thankful for Coach Bridge was he was my coach that year, for giving me the opportunity, and also for like an old teammate to kind of hear what was going on and reach out. I'm just very thankful, and it was a very, yeah, very hard time, but it led to, I think, one of like my greatest blessings. And so yeah, fun story.
Awesome. That's awesome. And then, like you said, you hit the ground running when you got the Crown, ended up playing there in the second semester. And then that was the first year that Crown hosted the NCCA Division II Women's Basketball Championship and ended up getting an upset win. This is when it was an 8-team tournament, got an upset win over the one seed in the first round at home, ended up falling in the next two games. But how did it feel to kind of get rolling in that first season and then to be able to play in a championship tournament on your home court and then just be able to pick up a massive win in your first tournament appearance.
Yeah. Oh, that was so fun. I've never had played really in a tournament like that. I remember meeting people from like so far away. Playing teams from states I've never been to was super, super cool. I remember when I first got here, I was like really stressed about basketball. Like I was still getting in the groove. It was a completely new team, like halfway through a season. So I'd just been playing with a group of girls, and then it was like completely flipped around. But it was just fun. Like I played with a lot of freedom that season because I felt like there wasn't much pressure on me because I had just come in and was given a chance. So I just took it. And then going into the tournament, yeah, we were the eight seed, And in my mind, I kind of was like, I don't know much about this, and we're the last seed, and this is the best team coming in. So again, I just played with a lot of freedom. I was like, this is really cool that like we're at nationals, and everyone was gone for spring break. So it's just like me and these girls I had just met and gotten really close with. And it was super fun. And winning that game, I remember feeling like so competitive. And I look back now and I really was so much younger. Like I feel like I was just such a baby that season. But yeah, just getting competitive and like really wanting to win. And we played the champion is the team we played that first game. So it's kind of fun, like that roundabout. We got to play them this year
Right.
too. But yeah, I remember the very first bucket, I hit a bank three and I was like, I don't know if that's a good or a bad sign. I was like, okay, here we go. So, and it was super fun. And the second game was a blast. I feel like we were Simmons, I think it was Simmons we played. They were really good that year. I remember playing them and I was like, these girls are super legit. And I wanted to win that game too. And I feel like that game stayed fairly competitive. But for me, that tournament was like the funnest thing I've ever competed in. And yeah, it felt like a really awesome, kind of like a comeback season in a way, because like I'd started at such this low point and I got to end my season at the national championship. And I was like, God has a pretty cool way of like working things out.
Awesome. And then, finish up that freshman season. Then you enter your sophomore year and another change. A new head coach, David Peterson, comes over as a head coach. How have your teammates kind of respond to that change? And then how have they kind of embraced, what Coach Peterson has coached y'all through and just the coaching style, if there was any change there over the last two seasons?
Yeah. Coming in, I feel like we were more a new team than a veteran team. And then having a new coach, it was like we were all freshmen again almost. You kind of understood that, college ball is different than high school, but we didn't know like what our offense was going to look like, what our defense was going to look like, what practice. Like I remember when Coach Peterson came in, practices were very, very different than Coach Tussler's. And I mean, for me personally, I was really excited. I'd actually gone over the summer deciding not to play basketball or come back to Crown. And then as I got closer, I felt that again of like, this is, I feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. And Coach Peterson had called in August and was like, basically, poor guy had to recruit me again. But his coaching style, I personally really related to. It was a lot like my dad who coached me in high school. And that was part of the reason why I came back. So actually getting to meet him and be coached under him, I loved it. He's a super energetic guy. He like his style of play, I felt like he had girls that really fit his style of play. So yes, it was a new head coach and like things kind of, got flipped upside down all over again. But I think we had six returners that year and eight freshmen.
Wow.
So it was just everything was new, and I was really proud of everyone for coming in with like an open mind. Like everyone was open and like ready for whatever was going to happen because no one knew it was going to happen. And that was a rough season, not a lot of wins, but a lot of like relationships were built and like trust was built. And I do think we saw that like play a big role in the end of this year. So yeah, it was. I felt like people responded well, and I thought Coach Peterson did a great job for his first year with a bunch of girls he, didn't really get to recruit.
Right. And then, like I said, we'll go into this past season. And past season started rough for Crown. There was a tough losing skid in the middle of that season. And you even up missing time with an injury. How did that team, the team that responded well, had a winning streak heading into the regional tournament? What kind of changed for your team during the season, kind of for you after that injury to kind of come back strong and build yourself some momentum heading into the NCCA regionals?
Yeah, I can think of one big turning point with our team. I had just gotten back from I had a couple of concussions this season, so that's why I was out. And when I got back, we had these two games in a row that were just bad. Like I was also kind of getting into my groove again, but as a team, it was almost like one-on-one, but like it was just very separated. And so we had this turning point where like we literally had a meeting. Like we had this group of girls meet, this group of girls meet, and we all met and just were talking about like what needed to change, like if it was relationships, if it was stuff on the court, like what did we need to do? Because we needed to change it around. We were like, we need to start winning some games, or this is going to look like this is what our season's going to look like, and it's not going to be fun. One of the biggest things we changed was our offense, actually. We added this like this motion where we got just more movement, and that had like opened up things for us a bunch, and it allowed more people to score. It opened things up for people who are already scoring. And it just, I honestly think in a way it also helped all of our relationships with each other, because we like had to use each other. Like we learned how to use each other's strengths. And that, like, I know that seems so small to be like, we're just gonna add like this one thing like to an offense. And it changed, but it changed everything. And that I really like shout out Coach Peterson and Coach Beth. Like they really worked at stuff, and they were watching our offense. They were watching everything. And they like, it wasn't easy for anyone, but right around like February, we just had that kind of like blow up moment. And I felt like the girls really took hold of it, and we ran with it, and we saw a lot of success from that afterwards.
Awesome. And then, like I said, got on a winning streak at the end of the regular season, get to the regional tournament, win the first two games, but you fall to North Central in the North Region Championship. Team ends up getting the 10th seed as the host institution. So, what was your team's just mindset looking out and going, okay, we're the last seed again. This time you have to play four games if you want to win a championship. Just what was your team's kind of mindset heading into the national championship?
Yeah, I think my initial, like, the responses I was getting from my teammates was we all just wanted to win that game. Like, there's, and I felt this a little bit freshman year, because when we had beat champion, there were those, like, comments of, like, they weren't even supposed to be in the tournament. Like, they just were the host team. And so I felt a little bit of, like, almost that imposter syndrome again, where I was like, I just wanted to win that game. Like, I wanted to take that seed that North Central got, or, and that I feel like is what the team felt like. A lot of us were just like, we just wanted to win, and we didn't. And once we, I think that was kind of hard for us. Like, we were like, we wish we had just gotten that spot. But once we stopped, you know, kind of feeling sorry for ourselves, we were like, we get the opportunity to play more games, and we can either like play two, or we can play a whole bunch and like make it really far into this tournament. And people stopped really quickly with like, we didn't feel like we weren't supposed to be there. It was like, no, we're here and we're gonna play hard. And if people don't think we should be here, like, you can beat us, I guess. You know, there's a little bit of like that. I felt like the team started getting really competitive, and our coaches were like, the teams that are coming in are legit. So if you guys want to play well, like, let's lock in for this next week, and let's kind of like come in with a bang, like let's surprise some people. And that's what we did. So I felt like the girls, I was really proud, especially for our younger girls. They like, we had some freshmen who were like key players, and I felt like everyone like kind of locked in for that week and was like, all right, let's see how far we can make it. Let's see like what kind of noise we can make.
And made noise he did. Four wins in
Yes.
4 days. First round was a tough match against Manhattan Christian. Then you upset Pensacola Christian, a blowout win. Then you beat the 3 seed Calvary in a tough slugfest of a game, and then the 1 seed Champion Christian again. And I remember interviewing afterwards, just beat up, battered. I think you had a nice shiner from elbow you
Yes.
took in the game. And but after that, you do all of that on your home court. You earn most outstanding player. How did your team just power through for 4 days to win a championship? And then how did it feel to win it on your home court at Crown College?
Yeah. I gotta say, I don't even know the kind of like emotion you feel in that. It's the thing that you can't let emotion take you over in a basketball game, but you can use it to like, you know, with momentum and all that, you can use that to play. And that was one of the most like surreal experiences. It was awesome. And doing it with your teammates, it's true that like, you know, basketball is a team sport. And when you finally, like when we won, like the clock, the buzzer finally went off. I was ready for it to go off. And when it did, you don't think about like yourself in any way. All I could think about was like, I was looking at these girls surrounding me, and it was like, oh my gosh, this season was so long and hard, and we went through a lot as a team. and you just look at, like, I just looked at their faces and some of these younger girls, and I was like, you guys are so, like, awesome. You picked each other up. Over half of our team, I would say, like, all of our team, we were so sick. Like, we all had something. That week, I hadn't slept, like, the night before Pensacola. I literally pulled an all-nighter, and I
Wow.
remember coming into the locker room, and I knew, like, they were sick too, and they were so excited. Like, everyone was so excited to play, and it was a shoot around at like 9 in the morning or 10 in the morning, and everyone was just so excited. Like, we were so happy to have beaten Manhattan. That was a really hard game too. I think we only won by like 2, and I just you yeah just winning on the home court and seeing my team. It was like you just realize none of it could have happened without every single person, like without the coach, without your girls, without the manager even. And it's really, really special to like have that memory and share that like experience with like so many girls who you're so close with. And winning on the home court was awesome. We had a really good crowd actually, and it was spring break again, so people could have gone home, and we had a lot of people come out and support. I remember my parents had flown in that morning, and that was a total surprise. I did not know they were coming. And it was just really special to share that. And even like I could tell you all my friends that were in the crowd. Like I remember seeing all of them after the game and like how happy they were. And it was just like I was hit again with like, this is really special. Like we did something really big, and it was really fun to like kind of let that soak in of like just being really proud of everybody and actually getting it done. Like you talk about it, you go in and you're like, we can win all these games. But to actually do it and watch it come together was like so extraordinary.
Awesome. And so, yeah, now you've been at two national championship tournaments, and just the overall, there's a lot that goes into those tournaments. You have the service project, you have the worship service, the award ceremony, and then you have, of course, the games. What has made just the experience at these national championships just different than any other tournament or any other kind of championship or neutral site game you've ever been to so far in your career?
I just think it's the way you actually connect with like everybody in the tournament. Things like the service project, they make you sit with other teams. Like you don't get to sit with your team. You got to go sit with your opponents and people you have to play against in 24 hours. And the whole idea of bringing it back to Christ, because like that's at the end of the day, that's what we're playing for, and that's the only thing that matters. It changes the entire experience. Like, we play in our conference, and those games, like, they are so different compared to the NCCAA. Coming together with a team afterwards to pray, and you look around at these girls that, like, one of them might have elbowed you in the face 30 minutes before, but you just come back together and you realize like literally, we're all children of God, and we're playing this sport that we love, and it does change the game, like coming all together at the end and just praising the God who let you play in the first place, and like this game is for him, and it changes your mindset a lot on like what basketball actually is to you, like me as a player. So that's probably what makes it so different from anywhere else I've ever played.
So it's like you mentioned that in your last sentence was about how it's different, how you've grown in Christ and praying for each other. How have you grown in your faith during Crown from the tough start to finally, winning a national championship this past year? How has your faith kind of grown, not just in you, and how have you kind of shared that with others on the campus?
Yeah, it's grown in ways that I think I don't even recognize sometimes. Coming in as a freshman, I did come to Crown in not a very good place, and I remember being really just open for whatever might happen. At that point, I was actually in a very strong place in my faith because I had hit rock bottom, and I just was like, I can't move forward without like the Lord. So he was definitely just like a rock at that time. And coming to Crown and the people that I surrounded myself with and the people who like kind of took me in, I just learned things that I've never even realized. And I have people like mentors in my life, specific like my basketball coaches are really, really large people in my life. They've led me and they've guided me. And I've gone to them about so much more than just basketball. And I just, yeah, I've grown a lot, and the Lord's become somebody in my life that is more just like a best friend in a way. I know that sounds kind of cliche, but it's just Crown surrounds you, and the community, they just surround you and they lift you up and they want you to succeed and they push you in the right direction. They're not just like, yeah, go do what you can, go be the best, do whatever you can to get there. They're like, Braylee, let us like take you in and show you that you can do amazing things and you can fail and you're still loved and you still have value and your value is in Christ. And that allows you to have freedom in everything you do. So even like comparing the basketball player I was my freshman year to this year, it's changed in more than just like skill level. Like you go over to the summer and you work on your skills and you come back a better player. But like growing in my faith too, I've been able to kind of give it up as like this isn't my own, like this is for the Lord. And you can play in so much freedom in that instead of, you know, like focusing on what people think of you. And that's probably the how I've grown the most is just seeing like in my life, like these things that might stress me out, but like the Lord is who I'm like performing for. The Lord is who I like play for. And it gives you a lot of freedom. And that's probably one of the greatest lessons I've learned and like something I'm so thankful for is that I have coaches that pushed me in that direction. Because I don't think I'd be the player I am if I was anywhere else.
Awesome. Well, Braylee, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for talking with us today. And, congratulations again on the championship this past year. And, good luck in the final 2 weeks or so of classes and finish strong. And hopefully, we'll see you at next year's championship.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you once again to Braylee Reimer for joining me on the King Chasing podcast. Such an incredible story of overcoming adversity in her life and growing in her faith while at Crown College. And we want to thank you for joining us, whether you listened or watched this episode of the King Chasing podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, if you've missed any past episodes of the King Chasing podcast, head to the nccaa.org/podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on YouTube on the NCCAA YouTube channel. That's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for tuning in to the King Chasing podcast as we head into championship season, the end of the school year. Finish strong to all of our student athletes, and we are rooting for you and praying for you. Thank you so much and have a fantastic day, and thanks for tuning in to the King Chasing podcast.